Hey there, amazing people. Welcome back to Unfollowed, your daily dose of real talk about breaking free from the digital noise and rewiring your brain for focus. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and let me tell you, today's topic is something we all need a little help with. Ever feel like your mind is stuck on repeat? You know, that endless loop of negative thoughts that just won't quit? Like a broken record playing the same sad song over and over again? Yeah, I've been there, trust me. But guess what? We can totally break free from this cycle and learn to think more positively. Because let's face it, our thoughts have a huge impact on our lives, right? They shape our actions, influence our emotions, and ultimately determine how we experience the world. So, buckle up because today we're diving deep into the science behind negative thinking and uncovering some powerful strategies to shift those gears. First things first. Understanding why these nasty little thoughts keep popping up. You know that feeling when you're trying to focus on something amazing, but then bam. A wave of self-doubt crashes over you, or a past mistake keeps replaying in your head. Well, it often comes down to our brain's natural tendency to seek out threats and negativity. It's like an ancient survival mechanism that's still kicking in, even though we're not dodging saber-toothed tigers anymore. But here's the good news. We can train our brains to be more positive. Think of it like this. Your brain is a muscle. The more you use certain thought patterns, the stronger they become. So if you're constantly thinking negatively, those pathways get well worn and it becomes easier to fall into that trap. But with conscious effort, we can create new neural connections and rewire our brains for positivity. Now, let's talk about some practical strategies. Remember, this isn't about suppressing your emotions or pretending everything is perfect. It's about acknowledging those negative thoughts, understanding where they come from, and choosing how to respond to them. One powerful technique is called cognitive reframing. Essentially, it's about looking at a situation from a different perspective. So, instead of thinking, "I totally messed that up," try rephrasing it as, "Okay, that didn't go as planned, but what can I learn from this?" See the difference? You're shifting your focus from blame to opportunity. Another game changer is mindfulness. It's all about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When those negative thoughts creep in, just acknowledge them and let them pass like clouds in the sky. Don't try to fight them or cling to them. Just observe them with curiosity. It takes practice, but trust me, it gets easier over time. Think of it like this. Your mind is a garden. You wouldn't want weeds taking over, right? So you need to weed out those negative thoughts and plant positive seeds instead. Okay, let's bring it real for a second. Imagine you have an important presentation coming up. Now, I know that feeling when your inner critic starts whispering all sorts of doubts. What if I forget everything? What if they think I'm not smart enough? Sound familiar? But instead of letting those thoughts take control, try this. Visualize yourself giving a confident and successful presentation. Imagine the positive energy you're radiating, the audience engaged and captivated by your ideas. See how that feels. It might seem silly at first, but visualization is a powerful tool for reprogramming your subconscious mind. By focusing on positive outcomes, you're essentially creating a roadmap for success. So, remember, breaking the cycle of negative thoughts isn't about being happy all the time. Life has its ups and downs, and it's okay to feel those tough emotions. But we have the power to choose how we respond to them. We can choose to focus on the good, cultivate gratitude, and practice self-compassion. It's a journey, not a destination, so be kind to yourself along the way. Want to take action? Start by journaling your thoughts, even the negative ones. Recognizing patterns will help you identify triggers and develop strategies for managing them. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from these tips. Let's spread the positivity together. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Unfollowed. Until next time, keep unfollowing distractions and rewiring your brain for focus.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.